Live Alive by Casey Ladd. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you that you came to give us life and give it to the fullest. I know that all of us, especially as moms, can get weary. We can get heavy laden. We can get burdened and we can just try to get through it. So I pray that right now, Holy Spirit, you would just give us a fresh touch, a fresh burst of your glory and of your radiant love as we dive into your word and listen to a story and worship. So God, bless the mom who's listening, and it's in your name I pray. Amen. Hebrews 4 verse 12 says, "For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." John 15 verses 4 and 5 says, "Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." And Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3 say, "Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers." I was up late recently, rattled by the twists and turns of parenting a child with special needs. A teething baby demanded comfort just as I started to settle. 1 hour of sleep later, it was time for a new day to start. There was a redeeming moment in the nauseatingly caffeinated day that followed. All three kids were in the car, and my four-year-old was practicing the Bible verse we were learning. My teenager said, "I know that one. You taught it to me too." Maybe it's sleep deprivation, but I do not have a single memory of teaching that teenage boy Romans 3:23. I don't think he could have recited it from memory in the car that day, but the living word still lives in him. I was moved by the reminder that the word of God is that living and active. Less than memorable moments in his word stick. He works when we don't see him. He's there when we don't feel him. This encounter with my children got me thinking about the living power living in us. It's easy for me to shudder and tisk-tisk at the state of the world and my own depravities. But just as a dead branch falls off a tree and is no more, the decay of this world will pass away. It is simply not worth my obsession. Living things, however, grow, flourish, and bear fruit. They weather storms and seasons. If you've received Jesus as your Savior, you are a living thing. You don't have to feel his hands to trust that you rest in the palm of them. You don't have to memorize the Bible or feel strong in hard seasons. All the have-tos were completed on the cross when Jesus died. Now you, child of God, get to live alive. Listen to Faithful Still by King's Porch and worship him. I'm going to pray for your day. Jesus, thank you. We praise you. We worship you. And I lift up the mom who is listening to this now, and I bless her in your name, Jesus. I pray if she is not sure that you are her Savior, that this is the day that she would come into your kingdom. I pray that if this is the day where she feels like she cannot go on, this is the day that you would lift her head when she cannot, and that she could live alive no matter what is going on around her. I bless her in your name, Jesus. Amen.